Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip. You like that gossip? It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rica on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:39, Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. Well, the big story that everybody's talking about this morning, Cardi B being cleared in a $24 million civil lawsuit. A former security guard claimed the rapper assaulted her back in 2018 during a doctor visit. But Cardi said it was only a heated argument. Witnesses backed Cardi's story, and after less than an hour, the jury found her not liable. Cardi says that she's relieved, warns that she won't tolerate what she calls frivolous lawsuits, and reminds fans not to harass the woman who brought on the case. All right, here goes Cardi B speaking out after being found not liable for the civil lawsuit right outside the courtroom yesterday.
Let me add that. Okay. So first thing first, I want to thank my lawyers. I want to thank the jurors. I want to thank the judge. And I want to thank the respectful press. I really, really appreciate that. And I want to thank everybody at home supporting me. I know you guys having a little key with the moment, but to be honest with you, I have missed my kids' first day of school today. I missed my kids' last week of school yesterday because of this. And I'm not even playing around. I will, even if I'm in my deathbed, I swear to God, I will say it in my deathbed. I did not touch that woman. I did not touch that girl. I didn't lay my hands on that girl. And with that being said, this time around, I'm going to be nice. The next person to try to do a frivolous lawsuit against me, I'm going to countersue, and I'm going to make you pay, because this is not okay. I think people have like this misinterpretations of celebrities, like is that, oh, well, we could ask for this and they're going to settle. You don't work at home and you don't work all day and you don't work for your money to give out your money. Mm-hmm. So don't ever think that I'm just going to give you my money that I work hard for. I don't lay in bed all day. I work all day and I work hard for my money, for my kids and for people I take care of. So don't you ever think that you're going to sue me and I'm just going to settle and just give me my money. It's not going to happen.
All right. So there you go. Cardi B speaking out after being found not liable in her civil lawsuit. Another story that's trending, kind of local, Maryland Governor Wes Moore cruising on Clooney's yacht in Italy over the weekend. Yeah, this story coming from Fox 45 Baltimore.
Governor Moore and Maryland's First Lady were spotted by European tabloid photographers aboard an actor's lavish yacht.
Spotlight on Maryland's Gary Collins has been digging for details and pressing for transparency about Governor Moore's latest trip.
After days of not holding a public schedule since Friday, Maryland Governor Wes Moore's location over the long Labor Day holiday weekend is now clear, according to photos published by the Daily Mail. Shirtless, in swimming trunks, next to Maryland's First Lady, Governor Moore is seen aboard a luxury yacht in Italy that reports say belongs to actor George Clooney.
It's just ridiculous.
In Annapolis on Tuesday morning, outside Government House, the Maryland governor's mansion.
There are so many questions.
State Delegate Mark Fisher says the governor's Italian trip should alarm every resident, lawmaker, and even federal officials.
Do you have concerns about the ethics of this situation?
Absolutely. For example, did the governor take his security detail? If so, who paid for it? Who paid for the trip? Did the governor take a private jet? Because we know the governor doesn't like to fly coach. He likes to fly, you know, business class at a minimum or first class. So did he take George Clooney's private jet or someone else's private jet? The governor also took his wife. So who paid for the trip?
Clooney, no stranger to politics nationally and a big donor for Democrats, previously voiced strong support for Governor Wes Moore and a possible 2028 presidential bid.
Clooney first endorsed Moore during an interview in April with CNN in New York City.
Levitating above that is Wes Moore. I think he is the guy that has handled this tragedy in Baltimore beautifully.
Clooney was one of the first nationally influential Democrats who broke with the Democratic Party after publishing a New York Times opinion piece saying, "I love Joe Biden, but we need a new nominee." Weeks later, Biden announced he would not seek re-election for president.
It's so obtuse. It's so elitist.
Back in Annapolis,
it's like the Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities, where you have the governor of Maryland who's living this large life, exactly the way public officials aren't supposed to be living. And meanwhile, the citizens of Baltimore are living in abject poverty, with no opportunity, with crime, with the fear of leaving their homes. It's sad.
On Tuesday afternoon in the Madama neighborhood in Baltimore City.
Do you think the governor should be here in Baltimore instead of what we got?
Of course. He's supposed to be right here on the front line, you know, solving the problems here, you know. But, you know, that's what they do.
The citizens of Maryland deserve a full accounting of where the money came from to pay for this trip, whose jet he flew, who paid for that, who paid for he and his wife to go on the yacht, who paid for their lodging, who paid for their food while he was there.
Wow.
Because it sure looks very sketchy to me that he's doing this.
After pressing Governor Moore's office throughout the morning, David Turner, the governor's senior advisor and communications director, responded with just one sentence, saying the governor paid for the trip to celebrate his wife's 50th birthday. We are going to continue to press for details about the trip and continue to press for transparency and accountability. I'm Gary Collins in the studio with Spotlight on Maryland.
Now look, if he paid for, you know, the trip to celebrate his wife's birthday out of his own pocket, then hey, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's great. I mean, going on a yacht, he's got a, you know, beautiful family. Governor Wes Moore, we've had a great relationship with him and, you know, the office and all that. If he paid for it, now if it's taxpayer money, that's where people jump in and, you know, they start tripping, as you heard. So I don't know. Again, that was a story that's, you know, been trending here in Maryland. Maryland Governor Wes Moore caught cruising on Clooney's yacht in Italy. I mean, look, if I got a chance to do that, take my wife on Clooney's yacht in Italy, I would do that. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather do it just me and her without Clooney, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But, you know, a lot of people are like, wait, you know, like you heard the one Baltimore resident, he should be here on the front lines. He should be here, you know. Hopefully he's not spending our taxpayer money. And if he's not, then like I said, good. If he is, then there might be a little problem. So if you guys want to chime in on that, 302-858-5117. We've actually talked to Governor Wes Moore, who, I mean, is a great person, you know, whether you agree or disagree with his politics or not, a great person, friend of ours outside of politics. And, you know, he's told us that he's not running for president. But then you got somebody like George Clooney, you know, bringing him on his yacht in Italy. And then you're like, wait a minute. Because he's got a lot of weight in the Democratic Party. George Clooney does. So we'll definitely be watching that. That's going to be interesting as 2028 approaches. Billboard says the song of the summer is Alex Warren's Ordinary. It topped the songs of the summer chart for 14 weeks. Yeah. A list of the scariest on-screen villains include Hannibal Lecter, Pennywise the Clown, and Large Marge. Tell them Large Marge sent you from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. your boy Jason Kelce. I like the Kelces. Spent three quarters of a football game recently, that college football game at Arrowhead Stadium, drinking non-alcoholic beer without even knowing it. Yes, he was drinking two or three beers he didn't even know that they were non-alcoholic. And then Taylor Swift actually broke the news to him. And he says it was the most amount of shame I've ever felt in myself. That is funny. Man, that's funny. I don't know if I've ever tasted a non-alcoholic beer. Does it really taste like it is alcoholic? I guess that's the whole point, right? But then you just don't get intoxicated. Entertainment Weekly says Transformers was the best Saturday morning cartoon of the 80s, followed by Super Friends and He-Man Masters of the Universe. I was always a He-Man kid growing up. Had all the toys, all the things, He-Man and WWE. The streaming premiere of the live-action Lilo and Stitch and the second half of Wednesday Season 2 is on TV tonight. Shaboozy had to wipe away tears during a recent performance after thanking fans for getting his song Good News number one on country radio. So shout out to Shaboozy. And that song, Good News, we're about to actually play it in a sec. Huge. Not just on country radio, on top 40 radio. I mean, it's just crossover song. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Post Malone launched his own Western-inspired fashion label called Austin Post Apparel. He held a show in Paris last Monday and even had one of his models ride a horse down the runway. So, Post Malone doing it. It is the Bill and Jessica Show. It's 849. Yeah, number one on country radio. Making huge waves on Top 40 Radio. Shaboozy, good news. Bill and Jessica Show. Good morning.